Hello, loves. Welcome to I Am Love Podcast. I am your host, Saida, and today I have a special guest, Lucy Smith. She is a personal development coach that supports women with anxiety, confidence, and limiting beliefs. Lucy is passionate about this after overcoming her own challenges with mental health and improving her mindset in life with personal development. I have been in touch with Lucy through Pinterest, and I am in love with her blog, Succeed Now. So Lucy, thank you so much for joining me on the I Am Love podcast.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
So Lucy, can you tell us a little bit about your story and how you got started?
Yeah, so a few years back, I struggled really badly with anxiety and depression, and I didn't have very much confidence to the point where I struggled in social situations, even with talking to family or going to work, and simple everyday things just became really, really hard for me. And it was one day when I was in a supermarket with my sister and I had a panic attack simply because she left me in an aisle on my own. And that was the day that I realized that something has to change. I can't go on living like this. And I need to get some help. So I saw a counsellor, and from there I've just been on this crazy journey through personal development, finding out as much as I can and just adding it into my life in any way that I can for it to help me.
Lucy, while you were attending therapy, what was the core reason for your panic attacks?
Yeah, so I had a fear of being alone in public places.
So what was the pinnacle moment in your journey when you had to make a change?
So the counsellor showed me a really useful technique for overcoming fears, where I used this worksheet and I used to say how anxious I was before, during and after. And I continued with that for over 2 months while I overcame my fear of driving and my fear of being in public places, particularly shopping. From there, my confidence just grew. Like, naturally, I think once you start working on one area of your mindset, so once I'd overcome my fears, everything else fell into place. I felt happier, I felt more confident, I felt more free of my anxiety. So it all just sort of helped each other, really. As I made improvements in one area, the rest improved as well.
Indeed. And this, I assume that that's why you got into blogging and coaching, because your own journey. Can you talk to me a little bit about like your blog and your coaching program?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So once I had obviously got it all under control, I started to realize that the support that I needed wasn't very easy to find. And I was just sitting there one day and I remember it really vividly, thinking, well, why don't I be that person that is the person people go to when they need that support, when they don't know who to turn to and they don't know what to do. So I started just by putting together the blog, which now has over 80 blog posts, and I'm really, really proud of it. Like you said, you love it. That's absolutely amazing to hear. So it started as a blog, and then I launched a membership site that helps women with managing feelings, building confidence, and also improving self-love as well. So that was the next sort of step from there, just so that everyone has somewhere to turn to when they need that support, because there's nothing worse than being on the journey and not having the support that you need. And the counsellor was great, but I feel like if I'd have had someone who had gone through it themselves, that I would have felt a bit better and a bit more comfortable.
I totally agree. I think that was the biggest thing for me as well, like going to therapy and figuring everything out on my own. It took a longer process, because no one around me can really understand the journey I was on. So I'm right along with you with that. It's such an impact to be around community. I love that. So you really are very passionate about helping people take care of themselves. How can someone start just to take care of themselves?
Yeah, so I think the first step is to make it a priority. So make that decision that your self-care time is very important and it's a priority in your day. So I make daily self-care as important as brushing my teeth and making my bed. Like, it is just a set standard part of my day. And Like today, for example, I plan from 5:30 onwards to just have complete self-care time. So no social media, no distractions. Like I'll take time to read and meditate and have a bath. I'm going to have a pamper as well with my mum, and just really take the time for myself. And it just starts with scheduling it into your day. So make it a priority. Schedule it in, set alarms if you need to get reminded, but just make sure that you schedule that time, put it in your calendar, put it in your diary, and make sure that you follow through with that time that you set for it.
Making yourself a priority is definitely, I think, one of the biggest issues with self-care routines. I know I wrote an article about it not too long ago, and that was one of the biggest things. Like, I wish I had an hour out of my day to dedicate to myself, or an hour every day to dedicate to myself. Like, people, I think you prioritize yourself if you deem it important to do. I mean, out of 24 hours, you can do 1 hour, or 30 minutes, or 15 minutes for yourself. But if we are not healthy, we can't be our best to go out to make money, to take care of our families. And I want to definitely say that, because I know exactly what you said was this time, making time for yourself, scheduling it in, was one of the things, one of the excuses that everyone uses when it comes to their self-care routine. I think you can figure out what works best for you, but as long as you get that time in so that you can relax your mind, you know, be consciously aware of your body, take care of your health, it is so important. So I love that you made that point.
Yeah, and there's always time to fit it in. Like, for example, my morning routine is full of what most would consider self-care. It's full of personal development. So my morning routine consists of reading, journaling, visualization, meditation, and other personal development habits. And I simply make the time for that by setting my alarm an hour earlier. So I just wake up an hour earlier than I have to get it all in. And you can do something similar. You can wake up earlier. You can go to bed 30 minutes later to make time for self-care, or even simple things like cutting out your habits.
Well, let's talk about lack of confidence. Okay, someone comes to you and they have low self-esteem. They don't know, you know, they're having all these negative thoughts. They don't know where to go with their life as far as, like, how to feel better about themselves. Where does someone start to build their confidence?
So I think to start with, a really good exercise to do is to write down all the things that you've achieved and all the things that you're good at, because that's a really good confidence boosting exercise. Because even things like graduating school or college or whatever you've done in that respect when you were younger, getting your first job, passing your driving test, all those things that we just think are just part of daily life are really, really big achievements. So to start with, list all of those and celebrate them. And then if you need to, just get them printed, make them really pretty and put them up somewhere where you can see them every day as that constant reminder that you have got a lot to be confident about and you have achieved a lot. So that's a really good starter exercise to do. And then for building confidence, I think it's linked really closely with expanding your comfort zone and just making what feels comfortable to you get into like a bigger comfort zone. So for example, a couple of years ago, doing live videos and podcasts was not in my comfort zone at all. I didn't have the confidence to do it. I didn't believe I could do it, and I had a fear of it. Whereas now I do it without even thinking. It just comes naturally to me and I feel naturally confident about it because I've done it so much. So it's just about being consistent with facing your fears, facing what you don't believe you can do, facing what you feel unconfident about, and then just doing that repeatedly and building up that evidence that actually you can do it and that you are confident enough to do it.
I totally agree with that. I think consistency is key in practicing that. I think we are very comfortable practicing negative self-talk, and you have to then flip it and really embed that loving, compassionate, and positive voice to counteract that negativity. Because we can definitely be quick to say, I can't accomplish that, I'm not smart, I'm not pretty, you know, I can't do that for whatever reason, or make excuses. And I think just going and practicing and pushing the envelope and starting with little baby steps. Mm-hmm. And so you take it little by little. So I love that. And I think a lot of that goes and ties into limiting beliefs. So can you talk a little bit about limiting beliefs?
Yes. So at first, I just want to say about being kind to yourself. So you just said, obviously, it's very comfortable to talk negatively about yourself and not positively about yourself. But a really great way to think of it is, when you're saying something to yourself about yourself, ask yourself, would you say that to your best friend, or would you say that to your mum or your sister or your daughter? And if the answer is no, then you shouldn't be saying it to yourself either. So that's just a good little reminder to always say positive things to yourself about yourself, because talking negatively about yourself doesn't help anyone. And it's really, really important to get out of that habit. Right, so on to the limiting beliefs. So a great exercise I like to do about this is journal about all your limiting beliefs. So write down everything that comes to mind. So this could be, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I'm not very good at something, I won't be successful, and write down every single negative limiting belief that comes to mind. And then you can then write down the evidence against it. So write down why, in actual fact, you are successful at what you do, or why you are good enough, all of the things that you've achieved prove to you that you are good enough and that you are worthy. So write them all down, and then you'll start to believe that your limiting beliefs aren't true, because there's so much evidence against them that they can't possibly be true. And then from there, you can just write down new positive beliefs, which a lot of people call affirmations. And then they can become your daily things you say to yourself. So instead of, I'm not worthy, you say, I am worthy. Instead of, I'm not good enough, I am good enough. So just changing every negative into a positive.
I love that. And I was going to ask you about affirmations, so I love how this is going. There's this thing, I've read it all over online, about affirmations, about speaking it into existence. Instead of saying, I'm going to accomplish this goal, just say, I am accomplishing the goal. Do you agree with that, like speaking it into existence versus what you're going to do, or what you're going to get, or what you're going to believe?
Yeah, definitely. So all of my affirmations are in the present tense, and I highly recommend that. Present tense and positive. So for example, last night with the new moon, the full moon, I wrote down my new intentions, and I said, I am healthy. I wake up every day feeling healthy and energized. So those are my intentions and my affirmations that I'm focusing on, not I am going to be healthy. I am healthy.
I love it. So let's talk about fears, because one thing that's going to get in the way of someone, you know, switching their limiting beliefs to positive, someone really like manifesting what they want, attracting what they want, could be just fear can get in the way of succeeding. For example, say confidence to get a job. Someone lacks that confidence. How would you help them as far as, or advice that you would give them to overcome the fear of like going up for that job that they really want?
So I would say the most powerful technique for that would be visualization, which is something, ironically, I actually used to get the current job that I have, because like you just said, I literally was that person. I stayed in the same job for 4 years, even though I didn't particularly enjoy it and there was no growth there for me. I stayed in it simply because I had a fear of applying for other jobs. But when I finally did get the courage to apply for another job, I then was obviously nervous for the interview. And I simply got around it by visualizing myself in that interview. So I would spend as much time as I could every single day with my eyes closed, visualizing myself in that interview, visualizing what questions they're going to ask, what answers I'm going to give, even down to what I look like, what I wore, and what I sounded like, how I felt. I just visualized it in as much detail as I possibly could. And then the day came, and I can't say it any other way, but I can't tell the difference between the visualization and the reality. It was that similar. I was so confident, I was so happy, and I just felt so different to any other way I'd ever felt. And I got the job because of how I was. So that just shows you the power of visualization. That was the only technique I used to overcome that fear and to build my confidence, and it worked.
That's beautiful. I love that. I love that. I'm definitely going to try that.
The book Mind Store by Jack Black is a really, really good book as well for learning more about visualization. I just read it last month, and it's completely transformed the way I visualize, and it's really, really effective. And it's got things like a room where you can get more energy, where you can wash away your anxieties and stress, and also with the visualization aspect, visualizing your future, visualizing your past and letting go. So there's really great techniques in there that can be learned. So I really recommend that book.
I will definitely put in the show notes as well, and so that people can check that out, because I definitely will. So before we go, I want to talk about what's going on in your business right now. What do you want people to check out? And I'll definitely link the links below in the show notes, but I just wanted to know what's going on in your business and what people can get involved with.
So I have the free Facebook group, which is called Personal Development Succeed Now, and I'm really active in there. It's a really lovely Facebook group full of loads of people that are just on the same journey through personal development and looking to improve their life. So that's a lovely place to be if you're looking for extra support. And then, like you said earlier, obviously we've got the blog, which has over 80 blog posts and loads more resources on the website as well, including a membership site, which is perfect for you if you are really looking to take it to the next level and manage your feelings, build confidence, and improve self-love.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Lucy Smith. I'm floored. I love your blog. I know we've been connected on Pinterest, and I love your group and how you do the lives and the classes. She gives a lot of content that's very, very valuable, and she's so responsive. So please definitely click her blog, for her blog and her group in the show notes to join her. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast and telling us about your story.
You're welcome. I hope that people now feel that there is a way out, and however they're feeling now, that they can change that and they can live the life that they want and deserve.
Well, thank you all for joining us today on I Am Love Podcast. Please join us over at the Self Love and Personal Growth group so we can continue the conversation. And until next time, peace.